when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, welcome to The Big Payoff with me, Rachel Bello, and my best friend and business partner,
me, Suzanne Muchen. This is a show for working humans
to remind you that you are still a human, even at work.
You know, Rachel, it occurred to me recently that I have been assigning one of our old podcasts for all of my Kellogg School students.
Wait, you assign the podcast as if it's like a serious piece of content?
It is a piece of content and it is serious. And they love it. It's very revealing to them. I assign them the Inner Hulk podcast. And it's 5 years old. And when
what?
I went back to
we
listen
did that
to it.
5 years
yeah,
ago?
I know. Wow. I know. It was really crazy. And so it occurred to me that there were parts of it that I wondered, have we learned anything to it about ourselves since then? Do we have more to say about it? In addition to the fact that I'm not even joking, like our voices sound higher then. I mean, we've
yeah. Deepened. Well, also you had to get your accent corrected at those classes that you took, got rid of the Chicago.
I thought you meant like the American, where I had to like become like less of a spy.
Let's just remind our listeners what the podcast was about, right? The Inner Hulk was what we referred to as that character or characteristic that comes out when we are all under stress, specifically at work, I think. And I believe, if memory serves, that we diagnosed each other's inner hulks, because everybody has a very predictable inner hulk that comes out under stress. It's not like a different thing every time. It's that one person that comes out under those conditions.
Yeah.
And so let's listen and see on the original episode how we diagnosed each other then.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back and say no one spends more time with me than Rachel. We've been under stress many times. So what is my inner Hulk?
Really? Are you inviting me to tell
go for
him?
It. Yep.
So your inner Hulk, I will call the control freak. Okay. And interestingly,
I'm both cringing and smiling nodding. With acknowledgement.
Your strength, Suzanne, is that you have an enormous capacity for attention to detail. And for making and a sense of perfectionism about things going well. That has served you beautifully in your work world. Where it turns dark is when things get very chaotic and you can't possibly control everything that's going on around you. And yet you do. And you don't scream, no. But you get into people's faces about their work in a way that is hugely shutting down of their creative capacity and their ability to trust their own judgment. You are line editing. You are looking at a videotape and going, the lighting is off on this second. And it's like, ma'am, I am a full-size professional. And it's really, really scary. And yet the minute things start loosening up and things start going well, you go back to the best manifestation of that, where it's like people feel comfortable and being led by someone who has standards.
It's really fair. I was picturing when you said that the moment that I was on an airplane and Rachel and I were flying to this meeting, it was a stressful meeting. We were making a big pitch, but I hadn't yet seen the presentation for the meeting. And Rachel's cringing. She's like taking her headphones off. I hadn't yet seen it. So I opened it up on the plane and there were typos.
Typos throughout it.
Throughout. Yeah. And we're about to walk into the meeting and I lost my shit.
She sent an email, from the airplane to the staff back in Chicago that was, it's amazing that it didn't burn the cyber wires on its way.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. No. I felt bad about it.
So tell me who's my inner Hulk. Right. Introduce me to my inner Hulk by name. Okay. What is the name of my inner Hulk?
So because I was a Star Trek junkie when I was a child, so I'm going to call Rachel's inner Hulk the Shields Up, you know, Shields Up. So Rachel's gift is clear thinking. So when Rachel's under pressure or under stress, she goes into hiding. It's like a turtle. You know, her head goes right back into the shell. And it's this weird...
Are you calling my neck wrinkly?
No, you just did. Oh. You just did that.
Turtleneck?
Yeah, turtleneck. It's this weird experience where someone who you're used to being very engaged with, and that's like your charm and your sparkle, just shuts down. And you become... this flat version of yourself. It's like a 3D moves to like 2D. And there's no penetrating it. There's just no penetrating it. So what I've learned is you just have to get through that. And then I'll know your voice changes, your face changes, but there's nothing anybody can do because the shields are on.
The light goes out. I'm still there.
Yes.
And they cannot. And I'm saying something, but it's not. I'm not. And they can't get through.
Okay. So, Rachel, do you feel like what we said about one another still holds up today?
I do. I mean, I do. And yet I will say this, that actually just having that conversation and then referring to it a lot over the course of the years, it kind of melts the power of that particular character, right? You can't be super conscious of your inner Hulk and have it just come out in the same way. So that's really why it's important to get to know what your inner Hulk is. And also, we learned in that episode that this is who you become when you're triggered. And we're talking about it specifically at work, but in fact, I think you'll find it's absolutely true in your personal life, that when you're stressed in an argument with your partner, that person will come out.
Yeah.
And what's become clear to us since we last recorded this episode is the sad irony that it's at those moments of stress when you need your best self to show up. And it's just at that moment when your worst self shows up.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that so? It really is enlightening. And so part of what the wake-up call is, I think, for people who listen to this is, first, that you have an inner Hulk. We all do. Two is understanding under what circumstances it comes out. And then three, what you just said is, well, what about the whole idea that the Hulk was never meant to come out in the first place? Like the literal character was meant to be tapped down, right? Like Bruce Banner was constantly trying to like keep him down. And we want to, I think, readdress in this podcast. So how do we even go there, which is maybe like the next level of maturity, rather than just managing the Hulk once it's out? How do we just stop ourselves in the first place from not letting the Hulk out in the first place?
Well, or I think the real level of maturity is, look, your Hulk will come out. I actually think that the mature thing is to accept, just like anything else that you don't quote like about yourself, you can't just double down and go, I'm just not going to let that happen ever. Right, you have to accept, love your Hulk enough to know, oh, I can manage it when he does come out.
Or she.
I was just going to say.
Or they.
I kind of think it's a he. I just have to say, I kind of think it's a he, but okay. That there's a strategy that you can use. So let's talk about what that strategy is when we come back.
So Rachel, first let's start with, so why does this happen in the first place? I mean, you and I are very therapized. So like even using the word trigger, like not every, you know, people have like sort of jargonized that word of like trigger warning, right? But it's not really that. So how do we even start to think about why does it happen in the first place?
Well, you know, my ex-husband did say some brilliant things about me that I've never forgotten. For example, that my idea of discretion is telling one person at a time.
Like, I repeat that about you all the time.
I mean, it's the best. It's the best. But what he used to say about triggers was really enlightening. He said, look, the universe doesn't have triggers. It's not like there are triggers out there. So let's be careful. And you got to know where the landmines are out there. The triggers are in you. You have triggers. So you have to be responsible for understanding what triggers them.
So true.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so true. So really, you have to understand what a trigger is and you have to be responsible for your own trigger. That's what I hear Adam saying. You have to be responsible for that trigger, right? And then you have to identify, well, who is your inner Hulk, right?
Right. Well, so after you've identified those situations that tend to trigger you, right? Then it is, so what does that Hulk look like? Because you can't begin to integrate or accept that hulkiness inside you until you get to know him, her, them. Yeah. So let's hear from people, because it is, as you said, different for everybody, who that Hulk is. And maybe we should ask people not just who the Hulk is, but under what circumstances that Hulk comes out. So we heard from a bunch of people after we asked them, and take a listen to what they said.
My professional Hulk is called the barricade because I need to seclude myself when I have an attitude and I'm frustrated. If I'm frustrated about a project or a deadline, I like to go into a conference room and try and knock it out so that it no longer stresses me out. If I had a horrible interaction with an employee or with a coworker, I like to seclude myself and get my thoughts together before I have a conversation with them so that I can communicate with them effectively. Effectively and professionally. But my personal Hulk is that bitch. If you piss me off, I don't like sugarcoating things, and I'm gonna tell you exactly how I feel. I've made children cry, men cry, races cry, anybody can get it. And I normally don't like to turn into that person because I value my relationships. And normally if I speak to you, I will make you cry. So you should just watch out.
My inner Hulk, let's call her Hillary, shows up as a scared little girl who always thinks that everything is her fault and she's the cause of absolutely everything that goes wrong. Even when I do something correctly, complete a project ahead of time, Hillary will still find a way to show up.
So my inner Hulk, I'll call the snapper, and she is very snappy and short-fused. She's much less empathetic than I am or like to be, and has a hard time assuming good intentions, and feels a lot more under attack than I normally would.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I just love hearing from other people because there's always something new and fresh, but there's always patterns, right? When you really get down to it, there's like five or six different kinds of Hulks.
I mean, so when I hear that, when I just hear everybody calling in with their stuff, my first thought is, God, you guys are all so fucked up. I'm so glad that my inner Hulk is kind of lovable. Yeah, not so much.
Your inner Hulk is a fucking cold ass bitch. You scare me. Okay. So once you're aware of your inner Hulk, right, let's get you some help with it. So now it's surfacing, right? And let's just say, Rachel, my inner Hulk has come out, which is not something I'm happy. That's also, I think, something to be aware of, is that once your inner Hulk is released, no one likes it. You don't even like it. You don't like that version of yourself. Like when I become the micromanager and I don't want that person. I don't like that person. So
no, Bruce Banner hated it when the Hulk
hated
took over.
It. Yeah. So how can we help? So help me. What do I do when that comes out?
Well, the first strategy is you have to have empathy with your own inner Hulk, and you have to seek empathy for your inner Hulk, right? So while it's happening, if you can manage to say, oh, I just hate this. I hate this feeling. I hate this behavior. I hate it. You don't have to say you're sorry yet. You just have to cop to how bad it feels right now.
Yeah, you're really good at that. And because it also requires vulnerability of going like, oh my God, I'm feeling like a person I don't like right now.
Yeah.
I really am uncomfortable. I know how I'm behaving. Every bone in my body wants to micromanage, and I am uncomfortable, right? And the second thing is always humor, because everyone wants to be sort of snapped out of it. And if you can use the kind of humor that doesn't laugh at someone, but is with them in it, it's magical. It's just magical.
Well, yeah, you can sort of make a cartoon out of what is happening, because it is a cartoon. That's the point. It's like, it's not the real Suzanne that's having this meltdown. This is a cartoon. And so you can say something about that. And I actually think it's safe to do.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the third rule of the road here is, after the fact, if you haven't been able to do anything else, after the fact, even if it's a day later, okay, you have to apologize. There is no excuse for not circling back, because if you don't do that, then you're not taking responsibility for your inner Hulk. You're letting that inner Hulk just run wild.
Run wild.
Right.
And you know how incredible it feels to just, even if it is the next day, to have someone come back and say, I want to just let you know, I realized what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And that, I know it must have felt bad. I'm embarrassed about it. I'm really aware of how that must have looked. I don't want it to happen again. I'm so sorry.
And here's the magic. Once you apologize and say, well, that wasn't pretty, and I know everybody else felt freaked out, and I'm so sorry to doing that on the call, it takes the shame away, right? Because the shame is really at the center of that Hulk. That's what makes the Hulk glow.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what, Suzanne? The other reason that it's important that we're redoing this podcast is, I think that the inner Hulk that we revealed last time, as we said, is a little bit detonated, because our conversation about that, you're never going to be that Hulk again, and I'm never going to be completely the Hulk that I was in that last show. But there's a new Hulk. There's a new Hulk. And we both, in this year, saying not calendar year, but the whole year since last year.
Oh, yeah.
Under, you know, COVID stress and everything, we both hit walls on what we actually couldn't do what was being asked of us. It was it was like, I can't manage this anymore. Mm-hmm. And both of us have inner Hulks around that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So I get, when I feel like I actually can't do this anymore, I get aggressive. And I announce very clearly, I can't, I won't, I don't, this will end now. I am hereby saying I can't.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yours is definitely, I would call your current inner Hulk facing the, like, I've had it situation is I can't, I don't, I won't.
Right.
Yeah. Mine is more traumatic. Mine is definitely, I'm done.
Yeah.
Mine is definitely
actually the phrase you say. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
I know you guys, I know you don't believe me, Rachel. I know you've heard this from me before, but I am done.
Done. It's like, I need people to understand like the Glennon Doyle phrase, like we can do hard things. Like I cannot do this hard thing. Like not always actually, like we cannot, I want to actually start a counter campaign to that. Right. We cannot always do hard things.
Right.
There are some hard things that should not be done. Okay. Right. Yeah. But what's good is we go back to the empathy, apology, humor. And I think both of us have mastered empathy. Like when you say, I can't, I won't, I always step in right away.
Always.
I'm like, Rachel, you know what? You absolutely don't need
you
to do that.
It all the time. You go, you know, like, what? Absolutely don't. And then of course I do, but it's just like, just because you said that I didn't have to.
And like, I mean it.
Like, yeah, I know you do. You absolutely do.
I'm like, Rachel does not have to be there. I'm good. I've got this. And when I say like, I'm so done, you're always like, oh God, honey, like, oh, right. Like you're so in it with me. So look, I'm hopeful that people will still grasp onto this concept of the inner Hulk. You can go back and listen to the first show. It's still a good show.
I'm still back at that moment. I'm a little upset when you said that our voices are higher, because that's like, because we were younger. Is that like, do our voices just get deeper and deeper over time? And our younger voices were innocent and light and airy, and now they're burdened and dark and smoky.
Yeah, I think it's all the smoking we've been doing.
Suzanne, let's check it out.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's check it out.
We should check it out.
So I'll go first with my check this out. So as you know, as Rachel knows, I have become a yogi. And at first I didn't like it when the teacher would call me that, because I didn't feel like I deserved it. And now I so fucking do. So when she's like, good job, yogi, I'm like, fucking yeah, I'm her. So I'm a yogi now.
Fucking yeah is not something a yogi would ever say.
I'm fucking crushing it.
I'm crushing it, right.
I'm crushing that yoga now. So here's what happened. One morning, I do it outside on my patio. So it's very beautiful in the morning and the birds are chirping, but I was doing like a yoga session where I was in some position where I was, you know, downward with my arms stretched out. And I thought to myself, oh my God, it smells so good out here. Like, what is that smell? Did I plant like lavender around
here? Is
that
me?
And then I was like, oh my God, that good smell is me. Turns out the good smell was me. So let me recommend to you, I am never a fan of organic deodorant. Trust me, you. I'm literally like unacceptable, with this exception. So Salt and Stone is all natural deodorant.
This
particular one is
actually amazing. And it
amazing.
Works. Yeah.
This particular one is called Lavender and Sage. I smell so good that I can be on my mat upside down with my head between my armpits all day long.
Well, I smell. And you know
so
what?
Good.
When you become a real yogi, you will have hair down there too.
I can't wait. Seriously. So Salt and Stone, this one is actually in a gray. It's in like a very beautiful gray container.
I should remind everybody that we are not being sponsored or paid for these recommendations. So you can take this seriously.
Such a miss.
So first of all, this recommendation has to be for people who actually like mustard. So if you don't like mustard, okay. Oh my God. It's called Dark Horse. Dark Horse is the brand. It comes in a little jar. Dark Horse has a number of products. My personal favorite is the pickled mustard seed. And don't be disturbed by the pickled part. It just gives it a little tang. It is so delicious. So here's what I do. I slather it on fish before I bake it. It gives it a tart, delicious, and it's got little seeds. Oh my Lord in heaven. And I have not gotten the other Dark Horse products, but now that I've tasted this, I'm quite sure. Dark Horse pickled mustard seed.
You love pickled stuff.
I do.
I know. Okay, well, I like mustard, so I'll be going to do that while smelling so good about myself.
Or just put it on under your arms and see, you know, see what happens.
Yep. The yogi in me says to the yogi in you. That's what she says to me. I literally makes me so
happy. That's why you're wearing those ugly Tevas.
I don't wear them during yoga. No yoga.
But I'm just saying, but you know how yoga people start wearing like muumuus and stupid shoes?
No. No. Okay, good show.
Hey, thank you for listening to The Big Payoff. And please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to The Big Payoff wherever you listen to podcasts. And please send us your questions, send us your comments, compliments, adoration. We love to hear from you. So you can reach us at info@bigpayoffradio.com. We are produced by Lily Bellow. And were mixed, edited, and scored by Ryan Derringer at Welterweight Sound. See you next time.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.